To help support this podcast
and get exclusive bonus content and rewards,
make a monthly pledge at
patreon.com/universebox.
And remember to think outside.
What can I get for you?
No, I didn't come here for the ale, nor clearly for the ambience. I came to make a deal. I've asked around for the best thief in the land, dearie.
It's a ridiculously self-explanatory name, and also probably a fool's errand.
From Storybrooke. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeSimone.
And this is a ridiculously explanatory name. We also talk about ABC's hit series, Once Upon a Time. How are you doing, Anne-Marie?
I'm good. My stomach, they just smacked my mic over here. But I'm going to be
Tyler. I'm sure our audio listeners won't care
They'll
about
love
that.
It. Don't mind me.
The people who are watching us stream this live at 8:30 p.m. Yes, at 8:30 p.m., just so people can hear. At 8:30 p.m. EST at live.universebox.com. And we have our chatters here with us. I see a couple Amy's, Miss Melody, an Angel, a Hope, all sorts of people over there. And yes, I know. I said I was going to turn off the theme music. I didn't do it. I apologize.
He wrote in gigantic red, all caps letters.
Yeah, we can actually
turn off theme.
We can actually show them here.
Turn
yeah.
off. And he still forgot.
Very big, and I still forgot. That's fine.
We're good like that.
Okay, so it's April 13th. Yesterday was April 12th, and it's an anniversary for us. So we just wanted to kind of note it real quick.
It's our anniversary.
Well, we're doing the live streaming video podcasting.
Yep, we do that
and
now.
And we did our first one a year ago today-ish.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday, today-ish.
Yesterday, today-ish.
And it was actually for our spinoff podcast, Greetings from Wonderland.
Which is kind of relevant
yeah,
to this week's
very
episode.
Very relevant, because Will was very heavily featured
Scarlet.
In this. But we thought we'd just go ahead and play just a little bit of the beginning just to show you how far we've come and how much my beard has grown. Greetings from Wonderland. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeSimone.
So
and
young.
This is our first live on the internet hangout
like
where we'll talk with
notes.
A whole bunch of people about Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. How are you doing, Anne-Marie?
I'm overwhelmed, but I'm good.
Yeah, I know. There's so many people.
Isn't
here,
Amy
right?
B on that, too?
There's lots of people. I feel like
no,
I'm
No, I think
watched.
She was on the next one.
Our studio has been
Other
invaded.
Anne-Marie is the... Oh, no, Amy P's there. Another Anne-Marie and Bobby Hawk.
But we'll get
all our
it's
regulars.
It's like, and you were there.
Yeah, but just... We thought we'd commemorate a year doing the live podcasting
yes,
and everything.
It was good.
So.
It was good. Thank you for everybody who's stuck around, mm-hmm. and welcome to everybody who's joined.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, Anne-Marie, I guess that's time then. It's time to do the rhyming episode summary. Why don't you go ahead?
Tag, you're it.
What?
I'm not doing it this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He decided to write it different.
It was a little different. Well, there was some music reference in the title, so
yeah,
I
can't
I had
do
to.
That. I know
okay,
sing.
So I'll try and sing this. Apologize if my voice just completely gives out on me. Robin's been to Ozland. He's been to our land. He's crossed the realms to steal some goop for gold. Rumple's heartsick. Marion's a witch trick. She's not at risk from a spell of cold. And Rumple's getting old. Dare, 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 dare. Keep him working towards a classic motif. Turn him into a moral gold thief. Robin's origin in this week's Heart of Gold. And Rumple's getting old. Do-do-do-do-do. So overall, what did you think, Anne-Marie?
It was awesome. That was so awesome.
Yes.
So
Why?
Awesome. So many things. Okay, like, I think me and you had talked about this. This felt like a real Once Upon a Time episode. Like, I feel like we've been in, like, bubble land for about mm-hmm. a year now.
Yeah.
This was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I yeah. just, I mean, we got so much more with Robin, which was great. I mean, we've mm-hmm. all seen the previews of him, like, riding a horse down New York City for about 2 months now and going...
When's it going to happen? When's it going to happen?
When's it going to happen, y'all? So, that's right. We all say y'all.
We
get
do
me
all
out
say
of
y'all.
The South!
No, but I really liked it too.
Yeah,
definitely.
It was like, good times.
Like, seriously, like I think this might be my favorite episode of Once Upon a Time. Definitely this season, probably since last year's season finale. And I mean, in some ways, since season two.
Yeah.
Really.
Oh, yeah.
It was just such a strong episode. And one of the things they introduced, a big plot device in this episode, a MacGuffin of sorts, was the Potion of the Wounded Heart.
The very, very basic.
the very on-the-nose bottle with the heart on top.
That was just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I was like, is it Valentine's Day? Sorry, continue.
Yeah, but, you know, in the modern day, Rumple needs this because, well, he's having some heart issues because I guess Dark One powers lead to arterial plaque. Which I good to know. Maybe I should not get Dark One power since
don't
I already have
Dark
those
One
issues.
Power.
But I what did Rumple want it for in the past? Did you have any idea? Any
in
ideas
the past,
on that?
In the past, no.
Yeah,
because he collected things like that. Like he just collected potions.
He just wanted
to
the item to have it.
He wanted a powerful item. And, mm-hmm. You know, there it was.
See, I actually had a little theory on this. I think that he wanted it because he wanted to just like get over Bay and get over because I believe
I could see that
at that point in the timeline. The whole thing with Belle had happened too, and she had died.
Right.
And I think he just wanted to get over all of it.
Oh.
Which, so, you know, in modern day, Zelina eventually gives it to him, right?
Yeah.
In New York City in the hospital bed, which he looks so pitiful
he
in the hospital bed.
He looks horribly pitiful.
Made me sad for Rumple. But I'm wondering if not only did it cure the arterial plaque problem, but did it clear up his heartbreak over Neil and Belle? Because, you know, this entire season, we've seen a much more cold, calculating Rumple.
Cold.
Yeah. But a cold, calculating Rumple, you know, since he came back from New York in Storybrooke and everything, he's just cold, calculating. He's not letting emotion get in the way like he's always
no
done
emotion.
In the past. And so I'm wondering if that means that this potion also completely cured his heartbreak. So now he's just going after his goal completely logically. He's not letting, you know,
any emotions whatsoever
get
in the way.
Any emotions or love get in the way.
Oh, interesting.
That also makes me think that, you know, that's always kind of been his downfall is just he cares so much about Bay and he's kind of a wimp too and all this stuff. But maybe an unemotional Rumple who has nothing to lose going after a goal is going to be more successful than we've ever seen him be.
Well, of course, because there's nothing holding him back. Emotions are what usually end up holding you back or pushing you forward, depending on the situation and mm-hmm. what you really should be doing.
Yeah. Very weirdly, I just got a major sense of deja vu from the episode when it was revealed that Zelina was keeping him hostage last year, which is really weird.
It's kind of
appropriate. So, yeah, we're probably talking over the same themes and stuff.
A little bit.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting that, you know, maybe that's why Rumple's doing so well this time out.
Right. He's being most successful. That he's mm-hmm. been in quite a while.
Definitely.
Was that okay? So Rumple or Regine?
Oh, Miss. I will say that Miss Melanie says, but there was still that moment he had with Belle. Like, but he didn't feel seem
it
very
didn't feel emotional.
It seemed more logical. Like, yes, we were in love,
this
and now I'm
thing.
Doing this so we can be together.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like I miss you, Belle. I miss you, Belle.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No. I shouldn't try.
Don't do that.
Leave the accents
Rumple
to Rumple.
Rumple disapproves.
He does. You can't see.
We didn't change him this week.
No, we didn't. He's just like he was for our Thursday episode of Universe Box. He has a gun.
No, Rumple has a gun.
Rumple's got a gun.
And just appropriate since I have my Steven Tyler thing going on over here. Anyway, okay, so Regina and Gold.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like he should have played the Zelina card with her a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you wanted to prove her loyalties and everything, that's where I'd have started.
Well, I think he was definitely giving her the benefit of the doubt that she was on board with the plan with the winning team, as he always puts it. You know, like,
which is ridiculous.
Come on, Regina, be with the cool kids.
Be with the cool kids, Regina. No, like I really, I wonder how much it would have changed how she acted mm-hmm. this half season if she'd have known any of that.
Yeah.
She'd still be double, you know, playing both sides and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more
curious as to what her next move is.
Right. Because, I mean, they end it with her, like, sort of having a face shift, but I don't really believe that she's doing it.
Like, that she's going to go all in, like, a
right.
just completely give herself up to
the evil
again to save Robin.
I don't think she will.
Mm-hmm.
I want to think she will, but by helping to turn Emma dark, that's going to hurt Henry. And, sorry, Henry is her happy ending, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not going to do anything that's going to hurt that kid intentionally.
Well,
so
I definitely think if they if it doesn't work, if, you know, this particular piece of blackmail doesn't work on Regina, they're definitely going to be introducing more and more and just trying to build up the, these are all the reasons why you need to help us, or you're just going to lose everything you care about. And I mean, Gold kind of said that.
Well, there's only about four more episodes, so they can add about one thing an episode.
Yeah, and Bobby and Miss Melanie in the chat room say that they thought that the scene between Belle and Rumpel was emotional. I mean, it was definitely emotional for the audience. Like,
oh, it was very emotional for the audience.
I didn't go back and rewatch it.
No, which is probably something we should have done.
Yeah, but it just didn't feel like it. Like, you know, sometimes it gets teary-eyed and stuff like that. It wasn't really like that.
No.
At least that I remember. I could be wrong.
I mean, I guess the most emotional part of that was the fact that he picked her up off the floor and put her back on her little bed in the back room where she just sleeps all the time. That's what she does. She just sleeps. So, where are the Spice Girls also? I feel like they should...
England, except Posh lives in Los Angeles.
No, I mean, the Spice Girls of Evil, the two that are left. Shouldn't they have been, like, standing? Because they're the ones who took her to the crypt.
Yeah, well, the thing is, this episode, it only had about 4 minutes that was set in, like, modern time. Like, the entire episode was a flashback, basically.
I know, it was awesome. It was a good flashback, too. But it just, I felt like they should have been at that crypt. Like, we should have seen, because we saw the outside shot before we seen them out. There was nobody standing guard.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he'd have at least had them standing guard.
Yeah, and the author was probably around there somewhere, maybe.
Exactly. I mean, he's on the team.
Then again, I kind of got the impression with Rumpel that he was more disappointed that Regina didn't want to play anymore than anything. So maybe he thought it would be better to approach her just one-on-one. You know, we have this big, long history and everything. Let's level. Let's get on the same page here so we can accomplish similar goals. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, I'll take it. Tag.
They were missed, though.
Well, slightly.
If you want to be my dark one. Okay, so the six-leaf clover of Oz was just a brilliant... And I probably wrote it down here, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant that they found an in-universe explanation for the recasting of Robin Hood.
Yes, that was great.
Because, you know, he says that he has the necklace at the end there, the six-leaf clover of Oz. And he's like, you know, if I ever run into Rumpelstiltskin again, I've already changed my name. I'll just change how I look, too.
Right.
That was fun. But if you aren't familiar, this is an actual thing from the Oz books. It's used just how it's used in the show. It's a glamour. It's a glamour spell or item, totem, whatever. And in the books, the six-leaf clovers were banned by Ozma when she rose to power, I believe in like the third Oz book.
I'm not there yet.
She goes back and forth in power too, I think. But like I said, I love that they used it to create an in-universe explanation for the recasting. It's probably one of the smartest retcons they've done.
Yes.
And just so clever. I love that
I didn't catch it the first time. And you're like, no, this. I'm like, I glaze. And then he's like, the recasting. I'm like, oh.
I see now.
As you were.
No, but I just kind of wonder what happened to Robin's necklace, like, after that.
Yes.
And after, you know, obviously he changed how he looked and everything. I just wonder, did he maybe give it to Marion? And that's why he doesn't think it's suspicious that she's wearing it as Zelina.
Okay. No, that work either. Yeah.
Yeah, but I just
seems really weird.
Like, it's just because he knows what the six-leaf clover necklace does.
He knew it instantly.
The second you saw it, like, he saw that on his wife, I would think he would be like, hey, what's going on here? Maybe take that off for a second.
Yeah.
Let's just check things out there. So it just kind of, I wonder if he did give it to her, and if he did, maybe if he becomes suspicious or something, she can be like, no, I have your necklace.
How would she have known that, because she keeps playing me? Of course I remember, but I want to hear you say it.
You have to say it, not me.
You have to say it.
I'm not going to tell you what's wrong. You have to tell me, Robin.
Exactly. Like, there's a lot of that. So how is she even going to know that she is supposed to have the necklace, because she just, like...
Mm-hmm.
Gone.
One other thing I was wondering too is, you know, with that really creepy kiss in the mirror and everything like that. So does a person's true self show in a mirror? And if so,
that's how most glamours and stuff like that.
Did Roland see Zelina in the mirror? And maybe because he never knew his mom, maybe he just thinks, oh, that's my mom, the red haired lady, you know, instead of it being Marion. Like, so I'm wondering if, sometimes with glamour spells and stuff like that, sometimes children, old people
aren't affected, like the ghost thing.
Or dogs, you know, stuff like that too. They aren't affected as much by the glamour spell. So I'm wondering if maybe that could be a way that maybe Robin finds out, is maybe Roland tells him, because he's like, yeah, I love mommy's red hair. Mommy doesn't have red hair.
Oh.
but she does have a necklace. That's all I'm saying.
Epiphany. Massive epiphany over here.
Oh, Stephanie says, I rewatched Lacey the other day and was so confused because they had a different actor for Robin, but then it made sense after this episode. Yeah,
exactly.
And I believe that was also the last time we saw the Sheriff of Nottingham, too.
It was.
Or Nottingham, I believe we called him.
Yeah, we did. We called him Nottingham. We thought we were funny, and we weren't. I don't know what we were doing.
Yeah, but a six-leaf clover vase. Get it at your local pawn shop.
Your local Wizard of Oak. Or whatever.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is just a quick one. Don't you just love that 75% of the promo pictures for this were of the Charmings running in the forest and they were barely in the episode?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Those were, first of all, horrible pictures.
Mm-hmm.
We're running in a dark forest with a flashlight. Ba-dum-bum.
Then again, there was a lot of spoily stuff, kind of, in this episode.
There really was, but, I mean, we knew that Zelina was coming back.
Mm-hmm.
We could have done a little bit more. I mean, there was, like, seven pictures of them for a four-minute scene.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
I think really that like the first 5 minutes was really just, okay, here's everything that's gone on this season. Now we're going to go off and talk about something else for the entire episode. But this is your reminder.
Yeah.
And we're just going to there was a lot of exposition there. Like it was all like, oh, but then you did this, but then I did this, but then you did this. And exactly. After you did this. And then we're off to the races with the whole Robin Hood flashback and stuff.
So there you have it. That was my only really point with that. I was just like, this was annoying. Because I know like 2 weeks or on our last episode we went over the pictures and they were all of them running in the forest and we're like, we know other things happen. Like,
well, they're probably also contractually obligated to include the Emma Hook in the Charmings in every episode too, so I'm sure that was probably a bit to do with it.
A little bit.
Based on what I know about network TV contracts, which is zero. Okay, we're gonna take a little break here and then come back to the main discussion. First off, we always like you guys to if you can go out to the wider internet, your iTunes, your Stitcher Radio, and kind of help people discover the show. And a good way to do that is to leave a review on these services like iTunes or Stitchers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, sometimes people have fun with them. They'll even put in rhyming reviews like we do the rhyming episode summaries and stuff.
We like those ones.
And we didn't get a new review this week. We always read them, by the way, even if they're bad.
Yep. Even if you go, you suck. I'm gonna read that.
We'll read it.
With attitude.
Please put that. We will definitely read it.
That.
Just give us like 5 stars. No, I'm kidding. But you can also go in there, and if your opinion on the podcast has evolved over the past couple of years, we've been almost 3 years now we've been doing it. Then you can also update your review, which Bobby did. You want to go ahead and read Bobby's?
Yes. My favorite podcast by far. 5 stars. One of the best conversational podcasts that actually make you a part of the conversation. It's like you just sat down with some close friends to enjoy some magic juice and talk about the best show on TV. Not only are Anne Marie and Bill the best, they have a great community of listeners to interact with as well. Big puffy hearts, Bobby. Big puffy hearts.
We love these guys.
We love... I can't. There we go. That's a heart.
Okay.
So thank you, Bobby. It's an awesome review. It's always nice to have that.
Yeah, definitely. And if you want to go to iTunes and leave iTunes or Stitcher Radio and leave a review, we'd really appreciate it.
We will appreciate it.
And we'll definitely read it on the show. I just wanted to point out that Stephanie said she has an issue with Roland not knowing something is up and that his mom is acting differently. Roland was a baby when Marion died.
Yeah.
So I think he doesn't know his natural mother. Real quick, if you guys remember doing RegalCon, we're going to have some info about the Greetings from Storybrook Brook panel at RegalCon a little later in the episode. But we just wanted to point out we had our winners for the both. We gave away a Rumple stand-up and a full general admission ticket to RegalCon. And the winners, the runner-up who won the Rumple stand-up was Scotty Rowland. So congratulations, Scotty. We still need to ship it to you. I haven't quite done it yet. And our grand prize winner was Elizabeth, which you guys is sometimes in the chat room. I don't think she's there tonight. But really excited to get to meet her at RegalCon and everything. May 8th through 10th in Anaheim, California.
So many cool things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many cool things.
Yeah, I wish she could have gone.
Sadness. Sad, it's all right. I'll just spend Mother's Day with my kids.
Oh, who wants to do that?
Jeez. Not me.
Okay, and
I already go to a spa.
Real quick before we get back to it, we just wanted to mention our Patreon, which is a great way you can come and help support us do the podcast. It's at patreon.com/universebox. And it's basically you can just make a monthly contribution or donation to help us cover equipment, time, magic juice when we have magic juice, stuff like that. And just give anything you want a month, anywhere from 10 cents to $50, whatever you want.
Yep. Whatever you feel we're worth.
Right now we have 20 patrons. Thank you.
Thank you, patrons.
Who are giving us a grand total of $138.50. We've already hit a couple milestones.
Yep.
We don't do ads, external ads on the show anymore. Nope. And we have a monthly hangout with all of our patrons where, you know, they come on and we just talk for 2 hours and kind of have a little.
We need to do another one of those soon.
We do. This month for sure. I was going to push it towards the end, towards RegalCon.
Oh, good.
But one of the next milestones we have coming up here is movie commentaries. You know how we do the Once Upon a Time commentaries, which, by the way, we released one on Sunday.
Yeah, in case you missed
it. If you haven't checked it out. We're going to do them with movies. We already picked out the first few movies. It's going to be Goonies,
the first Harry Potter, and the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great rewards here, too, that you can get for pledging. If you pledge 10 cents, you get every Dog Boy book I've ever written, as well as every podcast we've ever recorded. Mm-hmm. For $5, I will send you an MP3 of us singing a song badly like I did at the top of the show.
Yes.
$10, a horrible sketch. $25, we'll sit down and write you a personal letter and tell you a bunch of our deepest, darkest secrets. And then for $50, we'll record a podcast on any topic you want with you as our guest. So if you want to check that out and help support us making cool podcasts like this one, Legends of Gotham, Universe Box, go to patreon.com/universebox.
Keep that open for a second.
Okay.
I just want to point out that Stephanie in Facebook said, after this episode, I think you need to start having instant reactions. Well, that's one of our milestone
goals. Yes, that's after the movie commentaries, which is at $200 a month. Our instant reactions milestone is $300
a month.
Because the thing is, that requires me to shave on Sunday night and Monday night. So it costs a little extra money for the shaving cream and stuff. And yes, Sage of Earth, we will do terrible movies like Snakes on a Plane.
Absolutely.
Sure. Patreon.com/Universe Box. And we want to thank all our supporters over
there. Thank you, patrons.
Okay. So this episode had a wicked addition, a wicked return, as it were. I loved it.
I loved it.
I think Rebecca Mader knocked it out of the park. I don't think I've ever loved anything she's done on the show quite as much as I love this episode, and it's particularly that hospital scene.
Yes.
Because the hospital scene, it was a lot of exposition like we were talking about at the top of the episode. And it could have been really boring, too, because we're just like explaining how she got here to New York City, to this hospital. But it wasn't, because Mader just put on her wicked best in this. And in the terror in Gold's eyes sold it, too.
Especially when he was tubed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could see him remembering everything she had done to him back last season.
Yeah.
And, you know, her being in control of him for so long and making him act against his loved ones and everything like that. You could just see that terror in his eyes.
Yeah. The entire time, it was as if she had a knife to his throat, is what it looked like.
Not even just
second.
Like pinching the tube, the breathy tube.
Yeah, no, it was like she was just holding this knife with every word she said. It was amazing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And
like
I said, you know, she was just absolutely terrifying and really gleeful in her evil. She was really enjoying being evil, which is something you really don't see a lot in these gray area villains we have on Once Upon a Time. For sure. Now, as good as modern Selena was in the hospital scene, I really didn't like her in the flashback in Oz. Like she felt like last year's Selena to me.
She was last year's Selena.
Last year's model.
But the green makeup sucked.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's mainly the green makeup. It looks just off enough. And I know from the original Wizard of Oz movie, they had a lot of issues getting that makeup just right. And so I'm sure it just must be crazy, especially when you're dealing with characters.
Green screens?
Well, I think they use purple screens, actually, from what I've seen in promo pics and stuff. But anything else to add about Zelina?
No, I think it was really neat to see. I mean, that hospital scene was just, in a sense, breathtaking.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have her back, which is crazy. But, you know, we called it from the second she crumbled that she wasn't dead. We're like, no, this isn't over. Like, I know we were just like, she just turned to porcelain. Like, it's not like she died.
Yeah. We knew there was going to be something.
We knew that something
was
up. I definitely didn't guess that she went back in the portal-y thing, which is dumb because her, vapor.
I think the prevailing theory was that she took Marion over once they came back through or something like
that. Right. That's
not
what
that
a lot of people were calling. calling.
Killed her with a snap in the past.
Out.
Let's see here. Amy P. says, my problem with Selena was that she always seemed like she was complaining. Angel says, I used to call her the Wicked Mary Sue of the West in season 3B. And let's see here.
Anything else? I wanted a cool death.
Yeah. Sage of Earth Patty wanted a cool death. And let's see here. Anything else fun from the chat room? No, you guys aren't fun anymore. Go ahead, Amy.
Stop that. They're fantastic. Fun. I can't keep up with anything they're saying tonight.
And if you're over on YouTube, by the way, we are at live.universebox.com. That's where the chat is. That's where we are. So,
okay. So at the point, let me get into a fight with my mic for a minute, where Rumpel told Robin, you know, go after whoever you love, fight for it, and he chooses Marion. I don't think he was actually choosing Marion. I think he just has no idea how to find Regina, how to even dig into that, because he really isn't a magical character.
No,
he's
definitely not.
Just from stories, and like, he lived in that world, but he didn't have magic, and he really didn't use that much of it. You know, minus the bow and the arrow that can always find its target that he took from Zelina, which I thought was pretty cool.
We finally got the origin.
I just sort of thought it was his bow. But I think that he doesn't want Roland to lose his mother or to have a bad relationship with her, because having a mother is so important.
Well, I think we saw it in the flashback, but he remembered too her making that sacrifice for him.
Right.
And then when Gold was telling him, you know, if you have that, you need to run towards it. I think he misinterpreted Gold was even trying to warn him a little bit, like, no, go back to Regina.
That's basically what he was saying. And I wish he'd have just said, grab the kid, go back to Maine. You'll be good there.
I don't think he could at that point. Like, because it would have messed up things with Zelina, probably.
Well, I'm sure it would have.
Because now Zelina just wants to date Robin Hood.
Oh, no, she doesn't. But she had a meatloaf in the oven.
Which, by the way, and I don't think I put this in the notes, so I'll just say here real quick. I really enjoyed the Robin Hood backstory, where he was a thief and now he's trying to reform. So he's in that bar where Tink brought Regina and everything. And I really enjoyed that. And then he finds a way to have everything, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, have the happy ending, be able to be a thief, but be honorable at the same time, which was kind of cool.
Which was
okay.
Cool. I was not done.
Oh, you have some more stuff.
Do you not see my big giant side note there?
I do now.
Side note, I think there is something up with Roland. I have no idea what, but it just felt a little weird. Like, how many times is he going to reposition the pillows, and he's going to lay on the couch talking to, or the bed watching TV talking to himself? And he just felt off this episode. Like, starting with it's loud. Which I can understand all of it, because they came from a very quiet place.
Yeah.
He, you know, is from the Enchanted Forest and is six. But it just felt weird.
He felt off. Well maybe like I was saying earlier, maybe he just suspects something's up with Selena.
Well, and they keep having all these discussions in front of them. I was like, why are we having
It is a very small apartment, but obviously very cheap. You can probably pay rent up for probably at least a year and a half, I'd imagine.
At least,
probably.
Yeah.
Okay, we had a couple portals in this episode too, a couple portal interactions and stuff like that. So first of all, nice to see the Oz door from Jefferson's hat again.
Yes.
I take it that Rumpel, when he's wearing the red hood, it means that he was around the time he was working with Jefferson to try and grab Frankenstein and all that other kind of stuff.
Doing what he could do to get things from different areas.
Yeah. Did we get any sort of explanation on how Zelina got the Wizard of Oak to New York City?
Okay.
Walsh?
Walsh.
What about Walsh?
I completely forgot about him.
Oh, you forgot? Well, he was only in one episode, right? The Wizard?
Yeah. Two, because he was in the episode that, you know, that he turned into a monkey.
Then he died.
And then he died. I'm sorry. Zelina sent him to New York to watch Emma, would have never sent without provision. That makes so much more sense now. But I never heard him actually say Walsh in this episode.
Oh,
or
so you didn't
the monkey
connect
man. No, I was like, who the heck did she send? Who did she send? Yeah. I had no idea what was going on. I was so confused. I had a 3-year-old jumping on top of me the second time I was watching it. So when the alarm went off and he finally found the stuff, why didn't he grab everything?
I don't know.
I'd have grabbed everything.
I think he was just, he was doing
get it and go, get it and go.
Well, the cop showed up and he was also just, he was stealing for someone in need, more or less. So maybe he just thought he should only take the one thing.
Whatever.
But I just kind of, obviously now portals are a dime a dozen these days in the show. They're not that rare anymore.
Nope.
But I would just kind of like to see the story of how Walsh got to New York City. Yeah, and I don't think we've had anything in the chat room. Anyone knows anything about that? Sadly, lame.
Are we on? Yes. Okay. Will and Robin.
About Will and Robin. I also really appreciated how the door landed on the guard, like the house landed on the Wicked Witch in the original story.
Yes, that was pretty cool. Fun. Which is weird though. Shouldn't it just like appear, not necessarily land? But anyway, the door. I love the two of them together. Mm-hmm. I thought they were so fun. And how they had all their the thieves code, you know, they both are like, no, we're going to be honorable. We're going to do things right. You know, don't just do that. That's just stupid, basically.
Yeah. I was actually kind of thinking about it because, you know, Will steals the vial from Robin.
No. What Robin gives it to him. He slips it in. Oh, I'm surprised you didn't catch it.
I didn't.
Yeah, the first time I watched, I thought he saw it. But the second time, when Robin realized, he's like, you wanted it for yourself. You weren't going to sell it. You could see that's where he switched. He sacrificed his tavern and the whole thing with – he sacrificed everything with Rumpel to help Will
save his broken heart. I thought Will gave him this great speech about being honorable and then nicked it.
No, he gave it to him because you can see Will walk away and put his hands in his pockets and pulls it out and is like, I don't know what he said. I don't know what he said, but he said something like basically like, he gave that to me. Like, he did have it the whole time. So, no, he was being extremely honorable.
Okay, well, that makes more sense why they eventually hook up and he becomes a merry man and everything.
Right. Which probably
because I was
going to
be like, if he stole it.
Right,
you know?
Right. But
which, by the way, Angel says maybe like the shoes that Walsh gave Zelina the first time she realm jumped. Yeah, that makes total sense.
What?
Don't you
they used the shoes.
The ruby slippers. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. It was really cool because that with him giving the potion was sort of the origins of Robin Hood stealing from the rich to give to the poor.
Yeah.
Stealing from somebody who has something and doesn't need it to give to somebody who does need it. Mm-hmm. Because then instantly when they get back, the merry men attack and money for all. but that giving that potion was his first really Robin Hood act.
Mm, definitely. No, I'm
losing my voice. Sorry.
It's because you keep being like, ha ha.
That's because I'm really excited that I caught something that you didn't, because that never happened.
Never. Yeah, I didn't catch that at all. But I did enjoy their interactions. I do kind of wonder how Will got to Oz, though, because this is before he ever went to Wonderland, so he didn't know the White Rabbit or anything like that. So.
Right. It's long before all that.
And I don't think have we ever got confirmation what land Will is actually from.
No, we did.
Maybe. What if he's from like our world or something? That would be interesting.
Ooh.
I would like that. And then he got like drawn to Oz by the Wicked Witch or something. Like the fact that he's in Oz, it makes me think that maybe we might get like a little flashback with their story or something too.
There has to be a story.
I would just like to see some more.
I just want a flashback season. No,
I would like some more Oz characters in general. Give me some TikTok, some Jack Pumpkinhead, some Ozma. You know, that'd be nice.
Something.
Return of the Dorothy. Something else that was. The episode was all about Robin. It was really a big Robin Hood case.
It was. Sort of. It was like, here, everything you've wanted here.
Yeah,
there
and then
go.
When he was on the horse, it was a Robin Hood race. Or Robin Hood chase, I guess you could say. Something like that. But that last scene with Robin and Rumpel outside of the hospital, I absolutely loved it. It made me tear up.
Like, seriously, you teared up?
Yeah, they both did such a good job. And I mean, even though I could kind of sense that the Rumpel was kind of checked out emotionally at that point from the potion and everything, he still managed to bring so much just like frustration and just like, I'm ready to give it up. I'm ready to let it go sort of thing. Sort of emotion coming over. And they just did a really good job together. I was kind of surprised that they had an even more fleshed out backstory than we even knew, too.
Right.
It very enjoyable though, and I hope they have an opportunity to those two have a chance to work together to again.
Yes, they
Robert
will.
And Sean McGuire, just because it was a lot of fun. I also it kind of made me sad that Robin made the wrong choice. past what Rumpel
basically.
Was trying to hint at him, like, you know, no, go back to Regina. Robin had the line, only a fool would turn his back on a miracle. And I was like, you are a fool, Robin.
Yeah, he basically did.
And I was also glad they kept the apartment, but who's keeping up the rent and everything?
Seriously?
Why does Gold and Regina both have a key? Why do they?
Why does Regina have a key is actually the question. Because Gold, it makes sense. He should have a key. He was his kid.
Yeah. Maybe they had a spare key in the shop or something.
Maybe. Yeah. But how did he have... I don't know.
I also...
Got it from Emma. Maybe got it from Emma?
That could be me. Well, did she have one? Or maybe they just got it
who
from
knows?
Neil.
Who knows? Exactly. Yeah, but who got it when Neil died?
Oh, Amy says there was an Aladdin the Musical poster behind Robin in the scene.
That is fantastic.
Scene. Yeah, definitely.
They did really good with all that stuff.
Yeah, I also thought it was kind of weird that this previous encounter that we got to see this episode never came up in Storybrooke between Robin and Rumpel. Like, Rumpel was never like, you were the guy who never got Robin
yes,
the potion.
I wondered about that.
But then again, Rumpel's so old, maybe he just forgot.
He's not that old.
Yeah. What was the other thing I was going to say? It was really important, too. You talk about the author, and then I'll think of it.
The author. Okay, he's an idiot. How did he not know that magical quills have to come from enchanted wood? Mm-hmm. Like, and that he's in a land without magic, and so there is no enchanted wood.
He really did get no explanation when he popped out of the book there. But I mean, he knows all the characters.
He knew all the characters, and he knew what was being set up, mm-hmm. or what he set up to happen. Long. I mean, it was already ready to go. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. He just felt a little dumb and a little bit pushovery with gold. But it was really funny that it was when he's like, I got the pen. He was like, I'll do whatever you want. Done. Sold. I'll do it.
Right. Got it right. Got it right.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. It was like an addict.
Yeah. I'm interested to see some more backstory on that character, which I think we're getting. We'll talk about in the news and stuff. I'm not sure what that's in reference to. I do remember what I was going to say, though.
Okay.
And I just forgot it again.
Seriously? Write it down.
I did.
Shall we move on?
Read some stuff from the chat room.
Okay. Stuff from the chat room. There's a lot going on.
Oh, yes. I thought it was very clever, and they've kind of done it subtly many, many times before, but that Rumpel just went into like a full like kind of Cockney accent when he was at Robin's bar.
Yeah.
Like he kind of adapts his speech to whoever he's talking to, which is a really big – I don't know if you guys have ever listened to like leadership self-help books or anything like that. That's a big technique is to kind of – you
adapt.
Know, if you're talking to someone with a southern accent, maybe put a little twang in your voice, you know, so they trust you.
I don't
know
what you're talking about.
Okay. So arbitrary scale.
Arbitrary.
Out of 42 creepy Zelina kisses. How many creepy Zelina kisses do you give this one?
Oh, I'm typing that in.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
I'm going to give it 36 creepy Zelina kisses.
Why?
Because that's a lot of creepy Zelina kisses.
Wicked kisses.
Wickedest kiss. It was a really good episode, and I liked that it was like a whole side story.
Mm-hmm.
The entire thing was basically a side story, but it was completely important.
Yeah.
And you go, how did I not know all of this?
Were flashbacks within flashbacks.
Right. How did I not know I needed to know all of this was really the, it was like, you know, I never really asked about that. Never was curious about that aspect, but totally makes sense.
Okay. And as for me, I'm going to, and this is a first in Greetings from Storybrooke history. I'm going to give it 84 creepy Zelina kisses. I'm doubling the scale because I like the episode that much. I've gone over the scale before. I've never doubled it. It was just everything I loved about Once Upon a Time. It felt like old Once. It was really, really funny too, but not in a jokey sort of like ha-ha, catch the reference kind of way. More just in like a legitimately funny, like smart, funny kind of way. And very meta too. I really liked you can kind of almost see a little bit of the writers of Once Upon a Time and the author character.
Right.
And it was also just nice to get some backstory on Robin Hood because he's been kind of pumped up as a major character for so many episodes now that it was finally nice to get an episode completely devoted to him. Absolutely loved it. Loved the Zelina reveal. Although it was expected, it was still... came out of nowhere.
The way
a little bit
it was
too.
Done mm-hmm. was amazing.
Yeah, and I thought the actress who played Marion did a really good job kind of playing that duality too.
Yeah.
Triality, really, because you have the old version of Marion, the Zelina hiding as Marion, and a little bit of a Marion right after Emma and Hook grabbed her up too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's see.
Oh, and her pretending to be Marion for Robin.
Yeah, that. In the chat room, we have Amy P gives it 40 because there's room for improvement. Bobby's giving it 38 creepy kisses. Mm-hmm. Stephanie's giving it 38 creepy kisses. And Amy Jolly Roger's giving it 25 creepy kisses.
25? Whoa.
Amy Jolly Roger did not like that.
Yeah, there was a pretty big divide on this episode. Like, people either absolutely loved it like we did or they absolutely hated it.
Sage Verth gave it a 30%, which is the lowest I think she's ever given it.
I think that's about it. So I guess we should get started talking here about the news.
News.
First up, the ratings. Pretty good, spiking 60% over its lead in at 8 p.m. ABC's Once Upon a Time ranked number one in its hour for its sixth consecutive original telecast in adults 18 to 49. Although the actual numbers were down, but I think they're just down across the board on all networks, all shows. It was 1.6 in a five share.
Well, I think the problem is people don't watch things live. People don't watch things live. And like, I've been, if you follow me on Twitter, you understand I've been struggling to watch my Netflix in the evening
because of Daredevil,
because everybody's watching stinking Daredevil. Well, you're messing it up for all of us. So, but those people are people are watching these shows that just come out and marathoning those, and then they're going to go back and catch up on their weekly shows.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, given the choice, am I going to watch a show that I can watch five or six episodes at least of at a time versus one and have to wait a week? I'm going to watch five or six and build up. So, because it's possible, and you know, this episode was so much better than what we'd been getting. I mean, we've been getting better. They've definitely gone that way, but this one sort of did this for us.
Yeah, for us anyway. And again, those get adjusted too, because they do factor those in, those after,
right? But it still has to be another like week or so, because it's only been 24 hours.
Okay, next up, we're going to go ahead and take a look at next week's preview for next week's episode 419, Sympathy for the DeVille, which is probably the corniest episode title they've ever done, I think. But let's go ahead and watch it and see what's going to happen.
Today is the day that I get mine.
Sweet.
Next Sunday, Cruella de Vil has a secret.
Cruella de Vil.
And there's the author. She's hanging out with the author.
Get in the car.
Even if it means threatening the two mothers.
Mom, Cruella has me.
Selfie stick.
Sorry. Kidnaps Henry. And she's dressed like a flapper. Regina's going to shoot someone. There's Dalmatians, dragons.
And he dies.
She's going to shoot Henry. Jeez Louise.
Regina's hair grew like 4 inches between this episode and that.
Maybe it's a magical spell. It's a glamour spell.
She needed long hair.
The sixth clover of Oz
Maybe something like that. Sorry. Okay. Notice that. What?
Actually, I shouldn't have gone away from the desktop here, because we also, and by the way, you can get links to all of these stories in the show notes at greetingsfromstorybrooke.com. We also have some promo pictures, and again, we get the author and Cruella kind of having a lunch date here, it looks like. And he looks much younger than he does in the modern day. They probably gave him some makeup. They're dancing. That's nice. Oh, maybe her happy ending is with the author.
Ooh.
That could be fun. And maybe that's because we don't have the author's motivation to do all this yet. Maybe it has something to do with Cruella.
No, I would just like to point out me and Amy P's theory. I'll let her claim it, but I like it as well. That Cruella is Lily's adoptive mom, and that Lily's the one who called the cops on Cruella's husband.
That could be cool.
That would make so much more sense.
Oh, for sure.
And the thing is,
these are from this week's episode.
Yeah. We're in the dark. Oh my goodness, a flashlight.
Oh yeah, in this story, let's not go away from desktop yet. Going back to Frozen, harkening back to Frozen, they released
Let it go.
They released a Frozen graphic novel, but they can't do music in a graphic novel, because you know it's text and words and pictures and stuff like that. It's read, not listened to. So what they did is they kind of translated the songs into dialogue. And Bleeding Cool has a story over here, and they have some screenshots here, like for "Let It Go," instead of "The cold never bothered me anyway. Besides, I've always liked the cold."
No, they're hilarious. Have you read all of these?
I haven't.
Scroll down. The Anna one. Okay, you want me to pull it up, and we'll do
the Anna one. Yeah, we can do that one.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. You ready?
I gotta pull it up.
Okay.
You show them. I don't, so I don't always pull them up. Where do you want to start at?
You want come on out?
Okay. "Come on, Elsa. I can hear you breathing. Everyone's outside in the garden. We could ride our bikes down the hall. Whee! Uh-oh. Look out below. Maybe we can go on some adventures together. Hang in there, Joan." Great. Now I'm talking to paintings.
Let's see. Where's the song one? Was
they're all songs.
let's do this.
The
one.
"Love Is an Open Door."
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
"It's hard to believe
how we always seem to know." Oh wait, that's.
Oh yeah.
I can't read comics. Sorry, I'm trying. Okay.
"It's hard to believe."
What is?
"How we always seem to know what the other person is going to say."
Exactly. I've never known anyone
who gets me the way you do.
Jinx.
Double jinx.
How do you explain our perfect harmony?
Yeah, just kind of like really lame and stuff.
It's awful.
Go ahead and check it all out, or just pick up the Frozen graphic novel, I guess, True if you that. Want to. Jeez.
Jeez Louise.
Get off our case about it. We were just trying to have some fun and act out some Frozen graphic novel business. Okay, real talk real quick. We want to talk to you a little bit about the RegalCon panel.
RegalCon.
Coming up, the official Greetings from Storybrooke, Regal first live episode. Unfortunately, our contest, our little scheme to raise some money for Amory, not quite enough like we mentioned, so Amory's not going to be able to go. Luckily, I'm going to have a couple really great former guests, actually, to come help me host this thing and
I'm so excited.
Meet all of you or anyone in the Los Angeles, Anaheim area who wants to come out for it. It's going to be Meredith Placco from AfterBuzz TV, who was on, I believe, the first or second Frozen episode this year. And then Becca Canote, mm-hmm. who was on a couple episodes last year, is also going to help. She was also a former, she was the LGBT
Geek and Sundry
vlogger and everything. So we're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of shipping games. Like, I'm not sure what we're going to do yet. We're probably going to talk a little bit about the previous episode theories for the finale, which is going to be there at the con. We're going to be watching it, and it'll be a lot of fun. So we're also probably going to have a couple other panels, too, but we have
a once if, correct?
Probably. Those aren't set in stone yet, but it probably, yes.
Okay, there's a good chance there will be a once.
Yeah, that we're going to do a live once if and a fan casting panel with some of the other once podcasters.
So that's pretty awesome.
Hopefully. We haven't got the official schedules, but we wanted to give you a little RegalCon update, and we'll probably be doing that in the next few episodes on the path.
Well, we'll have to be in the next few episodes. RegalCon. Path to RegalCon is less than a month. You will be back in a month.
Whoa. Blowing my mind.
There you go.
Okay, we'll wrap up with some listener feedback. We'll wrap up with some listener feedback. As always, when you get done watching the show, I need you to stand up, walk through the door into Oz, note the guard behind you underneath the door dead, then email us, greetingsfromstorybrooke@gmail.com, tweet us on Oz Twitter, @GFStorybrooke, go to the Oz Facebook at facebook.com/greetingsfromstorybrooke, and the voicemail number on Ma Bell of Oz, 424-274-2352. Again, that's 424-274-2352. And as usual, Anthony Hooper is going to start us off here. Take it away, Anthony.
Hey, Bill and Amory. This is Anthony Hoops 900 from Twitter.
Hoops.
I'm very excited to be sending a voicemail to you guys again. I haven't had the chance to do this in a very long time.
We missed you.
To get to the point, tonight's episode was just so amazing and so astounding. Like, I don't even have words. I can't even breathe right now. But upon the actual character development of the Wicked Witch of the West, let's just say I have a better view of how I used to like her. I mean, like, there was a point where it was like, okay, well, she was nice, she was evil, but she wasn't as built up as wicked as she was supposed to be. But tonight's episode was just so amazing. I would personally, my scale for her would be 20 out of 20 wicked witches. Like, I mean, like, as of killing Robin Hood's wife, Maid Marian, that was just totally evil and wicked. And I mean, like, I can't really wait to see what happens with that, how it unfolds. My question to you guys is, how far do you think will it be till Regina figures out that, to try and tell Robin Hood, what's going on? I mean, how far do you think this thing will go between the two of them, between Rumpelstiltskin and Regina, before she gets to tell Robin what's really going on? I would like to hear you guys' feedback and everything about it. Let me know, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank
Hoops.
You.
And yeah, like, I definitely, I don't see her going to Emma again to, like, I don't know, track down where he works or something so he can get past that, Zelina's got the cell phone, so.
Right.
But what do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thanks for calling in finally again. You've started to pop up again. Mm-hmm. But,
Yeah, I will still say too, Hoops, I do see your messages over on Skype every once in a while, but I'm usually doing a demo for work, so I can't answer.
Right. Man, I don't know. I don't think it's going to go too long. I think the whole big reveal of everything, I mean, it's coming. We only have like 3 or 4 episodes.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to be too long.
Remains to be seen.
You?
It's in the future.
Future.
I definitely think that that she will try. Yeah. I don't know. If given the opportunity, if she has the opportunity, she will definitely try. I don't think she'll go back to Emma though, because
it
seems like she's going to have to be running her own game a little bit.
Yeah. She's going to have to be helping everybody. study with nobody knowing that she's not helping them exclusively.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird.
Okay. Next up is Dave from Michigan. Take it away, Dave.
Hey, Bill and Anne-Marie. It's Dave from Michigan. I'm just calling because that last night's episode was kind of awesome. And I'll be honest, when I first saw it, I thought, oh, this is lazy storytelling because they killed Marion. So now, obviously, Robin and Regina can get together. But then I thought about it, the fact that she's the one who unlocked the portal when Rumpel, quote-unquote, killed her in the ending of Season 3. So they've had this in mind the entire time.
And yeah, plus they had Zelina just go straight to Porcelain, which was, well, it wasn't really a death.
All I have to take it is that this has been the plan all along. So, I don't know. I'm torn between the two ideas, and that's why I kind of loved the episode in the end. I wanted to know your guys' opinion. All right, have a great show.
I think we filled you in, Dave.
I think you've caught where we
Yeah, we've been talking for about 50 minutes now.
Roughly 53 minutes or so. We liked it.
But thank you, Dave, for calling in, as always. Next up is Hope. Take it away, Hope.
Hey, you guys. Hope here. Hey, sorry Hope. If I sound like a frog. I lost my voice over the weekend when I was at a convention. Anyway, so about Heart of Gold, I really enjoyed this episode. It was like, where was this once upon a time all season long? Like, this was a stellar episode. I have to give kudos to the fandom for calling Marion as Zelina. Mm-hmm. I was seeing theories about Zelina Marion pre-Frozen arc, like when they say...
Yeah, I believe in... I didn't go back and look at notes, but I'm pretty sure we said something along those lines in one of our wrap-up roundtables we did exactly a year ago.
Crazy. Made Marion. There, people were like, that's Zelina! And they were right, so good job, fandom. But the entire episode was great. Sean was wonderful. I expect many Robin Hood faces out of Bill for this one.
What are you talking about? I've never heard of Robin Hood face.
I'm going to say a lot of things I will say because they were still like plot holes. But
do you think this is a Robin Hood place?
One little thing I wanted to bring up that I wondered. When Robin arrived in Oz, Will was already there. And I started, and this was before they met in the Enchanted Forest and Will joined the Merry Men and stuff. And so I was wondering if this was pre-Anastasia as well. But then it hit me. What if Will is from Oz? Like, that is his home world. Because we actually don't know where he's from. We assumed originally it was from the Enchanted Forest because he was with the Merry Men.
I will say we did not listen to your voicemail ahead of time.
Nope.
Just to be clear.
But he was already in Oz. And we know that he does not have the abilities to world hop. But he also knew Rumpelstiltskin as well. So, like, what if... I mean, Rumpel could have sent him there anyway. But, I mean, it was just a little theory I had that Will is actually from Oz. And I don't know if it's true or not. It probably is not, because they don't seem to care about Will anymore. So, yeah. But I love the episode.
Once upon a time, people don't care about Will people.
I would give it a 7.5 sad Penelope stories out of 10. It was just really strong throughout the way. Mine is, even though it still had plenty of retconning, plenty of plot holes, but I enjoyed a lot of the character work. Bye, guys.
Thank you very much, Hope. And next up is Other Anne-Marie. Take it away. Not you, Anne-Marie.
Not me?
Other Anne-Marie.
Other Anne-Marie. Where is
Hi, Bill and Anne-Marie. It's Other Anne-Marie speaking, and just finished watching the episode and thought I would share my thoughts. I found this episode kind of strange. I really loved it, though. I do have to say that right off the bat. But I found it really strange. It's just the timing of the Robin episodes. I don't know how that fit in what was going on right now. It just felt very strange to me. Mm-hmm. Also, Emma got caught up in 3 seconds. Like, it felt like she got told off screen what had happened. And with all the build up, I really thought we would see a bit more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the first couple of minutes were really strange to me. And throughout the episode, there's questions to me. For example, Robin didn't lose his memory when he crossed the town line. And I felt like I missed the point where they actually lifted the ban of like the memory loss.
Well, I think that was
that
under
was the previous curse.
Yeah, that was under the old curse. Remember, because they went back to the Enchanted Forest and new curse brought them back. And
sinking curses.
That one didn't have anything to do with
Too
memory.
Many curses.
Too many curses.
I thought it was still in place. But anyway, and then the nave is in Oz, which I want to know how he got there. You know, things like that. But in the end, like, we all knew that bringing back Marion was going to tie back somehow, and it was going to tie back badly. So that part was really good because it was a question that had been standing for quite a while. So it was really nice to see that resolved. Mm-hmm. I guess overall, I'm a bit confused with this episode, although I really did like it. It was a really good once episode. So out of 10 heart bottles, I'm going to give it 8 and a cap. Because I really love the cap. But yeah, I don't know. I can't wait to hear your thoughts about this and see where you're standing. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Very much appreciated, as always. Mm-hmm. Next up is Patty, who's in the chat room, too.
Patty!
Take away Patty. She's Sage of Earth in there.
Hey, Bill and Emily. How are you guys?
Hi,
I hope
good.
You enjoyed the episode.
Excellent.
I am going to try to be really, really nice. And remember that there are people who like Wicked. I am going to put aside my beat up anger over bringing the lady back. I gotta concentrate on the positive side. Hold on. Let me think about this for a few minutes. I like the fact... Oh, no, that was bad. Will and Nas... No, that was just confusing. Robin giving back the money to the poor and seeing the backstory of why he gives to the poor. Yeah, that's a good backstory. That's a great backstory. I enjoyed that one. Seeing how he actually learns to give back to the poor and learning to be selfless, the selfless guy we know from the stories is actually the positive sides of this episode. I'm hoping to see more of it. And I think, yeah, that's the positive side of the episode. I knew I could find something. So yay. Oh, and the enchanted, the enchanted reference with running through the streets of New York in the horse. That's brilliant. I love enchanted. They really should have made this sound.
Through the CGI traffic jam.
The CGI traffic jam.
Of Disney Princess. Although if Disney would stop being a bunch of cheapskates and just paid the stupid fee, the fee to use Amy Adams' physical appearance, she would be, as I said, in that reference, Disney's a cheapskate. So I'll see you later. Bye.
I don't think they're allowed to use Amy Adams anymore because she's Lois Lane in Disney's Marvel now.
So many things.
DC versus Marvel. It ruins friendships. It ruins possible plots on Once Upon a Time. Take it away, Wu.
You guys are going to find this really funny. I did not realize that there was an episode last night.
Wu!
Sorry, Wu. Go ahead.
So I went to go see Disney's Newsies instead. It's got great singing. It's got great dancing. If anybody has the opportunity to go see it, please do.
I love the original movie.
I like that you gave us a review of Newsies.
I also there was a on a YouTube channel I watched, there was a kind of like a cover version of one of the Newsies songs. It was really good, but go ahead.
I didn't realize that there was an episode until Bill mentioned something about it on Twitter. Then I look up on Hulu Plus and there's a new episode. I have to say, I really liked the flashback within a flashback aspect of this episode. And you really feel for both Regina and Gold. Regina in the sense of Regina knows right away, no matter what she chooses, someone's going to be brokenhearted. Whether it's her once again or whether it's Emma. It's like, do you save your own heart and your own happiness, or do you damn a new friend and hope that it works out for the best? And you really feel for Gold because all the things he did to honor Bay's memory, all the things he did to get justice for Bay at the back half of last season and to protect himself from another Zelina problem for the first half of this season up towards the winter finale really was for nothing. And once again, like it happens time and time again on the series, Gold is his own worst enemy, and there's little hope for him unless the author can write him a new happy ending. I really feel bad for both of them, and I really like what the writers are doing, continuing this theme. Bad guys are going to do good things, and good guys are going to do bad things. I give this episode 8 vials of heart potion out of 8. Talk to you guys later. Later, Meeks and AMD. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Wu. And I just want to say a theory floating around in the chat room that I've seen around a lot, too, is maybe the apprentice is the actual sorcerer.
Mm-hmm. I like that
I like that. Or maybe he's trapped in the wand or something like
that.
Okay, and we demoted simply because he sent it in way too early. Bobby, take it away, Bobby.
Hey, Bill and Amory, it's Bobby. The back half of the season is feeling more and more like the old Once Upon a Time, and that is a great thing. It was really cool to see Robin and Will in Oz and to see exactly how they met and became friends. Of course, Rumple is fully entwined in the lives of everyone here, so it's no surprise to see that it is him that ultimately brought Robin and Will together. Speaking of Rumple, it's been pretty obvious over the past few episodes that there's something wrong with him, specifically his heart. And so apparently in this episode, we find out that he had a magical heart attack. And then seeing Zelina back brings up a lot of mixed feelings. I wasn't a fan of Maid Marian when she came back into the picture and threw a monkey wrench in Robin and Regina. So it was great. It's great to see that she didn't throw a monkey wrench, but
yeah, and I like that they kind of like came out with that resolution where there's no one to hate in the situation, no bad guys except the Wicked Witch, right. So that's good.
But at the same time, you know, she's dead, so that kind of sucks. And then again, mixed feelings. It's great to see Zelina back, but I don't know about this whole retcon thing. I mean, it's fairly obvious to me, at least, I think, that they didn't plan this from the get-go.
See, I disagree.
I disagree.
I think it seemed very planned and very intentional, mm-hmm. but agree to disagree.
I'll let you go with it.
When they brought Maid Marian back, I don't think they planned on her being Zelina. But as far as the retcons of this show go, it's not that bad. They actually kind of made it work. I mean, it made sense that, you know, that's that Robin and Marian, if they were being sent to New York, of course, they're going to be going to Neil's apartment.
Of course.
But it would make even more sense that
welcome to Neil's apartment. We are so glad you're here.
And if Rumpelstiltskin is banished, that of course that's where he's heading, is Neil's apartment. Mm-hmm. So again, as far as retcons go, this one wasn't so bad. And then of course there was the closing note of the show. Do we think Regina's going to help Rumpel turn Emma dark? I certainly hope not. I'm kind of lost as to what to use for this week's arbitrary scale, to be honest with you. So I'll just give this episode 17 out of 23.
17 out of 23. Nothings. What? Nothings. He gave it nothings.
I'm just so unsatisfied. Okay, a couple quick tweets here from MysteryCat25. Meh, wasn't great, but loved the twist. It let me love Outlaw Queen in peace without them breaking up the legendary Robin Marian. Mm-hmm. Rachel Nash says, I actually love the break from the Spice Girls of Evil. I think it's telling that I didn't even realize until the end that they weren't in the episode. Yep. Looking forward to the Hopper episode. And then Stephanie says, after this episode, I think you need to start having instant reactions, which we already mentioned.
Talked about, excuse me, this is from Charity. Surprised you didn't hear the squeals of delight all the way from here. This episode was the once I fell in love with and has been missing for years. This makes all of the Wicked storyline from last year completely worth it. While I'm sure there are some plot holes somewhere in the episode, it was so well written and or filmed that I didn't care. There didn't even seem like any weak storytelling like there has been last week for how our favorite backup singers of evil fell out of the Enchanted Forest. Yeah, that was awful. Somebody else can point out flaws this time. I read Ash's better than you do.
That's fair.
And this one's from Ash. Hey, Ann and Belle, love the part with Robin on the horse. It was very Kate and Leopold movie. And holy Swedish meatballs. Just so much to process. And everybody break out the buckets again. Just like, whoa, super jar of soap opera salsa with a side of flashback crunchy chips. Clip goodness. Ash, where do you get these phrases? Do you have a special handbook? If so, I really needed to decipher.
Just
sometimes.
Need a copy.
I need a copy. Salt and wounds everywhere. Just ouch, 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 ouch. We need an industrial batch of heart mending potion. That's true. The Charmings and then Bay and Rumple and Zelina. What the flipping heck? Hashtag gold is now the Tin Man.
Oh. Nice. Well, he was last year too.
So. A little bit, yeah. Hold on. I scrolled out of nowhere. Okay. And part of Jefferson's hat door made an appearance. Yay! And there's the Will I remember and miss. How'd he get to Oz? I wonder. Also interesting that Robin and Gold's talk about going after love was near the poster for Aladdin and Genie and the lamp. Jafar. and Our Lady Providence Hospital. Providence is so much more powerful than any author and the giver of free will. Kind of a big thing on Lost. Though, thinking Lost. Now, excuse me while I reassemble the Bucket Brigade. Sounds the alarm. She's back. Grab your forks and magical items, people. There's a twisted twister coming. Emma, help! Gonna give this one 6 vials of a certain elixir out of 10. Cheers and hugs, Ash.
I love Ash's messages. They're always so energetic.
They really are. Okay. You should have seen it before. There were giant letters, lots of bolding. I was like, I'm going to have to shrink this down here.
Yeah, just pare it down a little bit.
Pare it down.
Okay, last up, we have a late entry from Stephanie. Stephanie says, hi, Bill and Anne-Marie. What a crazy episode. When Gold was talking to the author and said he needed enchanted wood, I thought about how August was made with enchanted wood and got worried for a minute. Oh, huh. That could August lie. Chop pen.
Oh, my God.
I love Gold's reaction when he walked into Neil's apartment and saw Robin there. This whole episode, I thought Robin was going to be put in jail. I was surprised about the Wicked Witch being Marion. I've heard the rumors, but couldn't get over the fact that she stayed the same in appearance when she left Storybrooke. I loved the hospital scene. There was a second I thought she had killed Gold and was posing as him, but then I remembered his interaction with Belle. I think I like Selena in this episode more than her in the entire half season, probably last year. I'm wondering if she changed anything in the past. I wonder what Regina is going to choose. I feel like she might threaten Belle to ensure Robin's safety. I would give this episode 5.5 out of the 6 leaf Oz clover.
Oh, Oz.
Just because I wish we had seen more of Storybrooke present day, even just a scene with the Queens of Darkness. Looking forward to the podcast, Stephanie. Thank you very much, Stephanie.
Thank you, Stephanie. Sorry and, for dying.
Like I said, next week when you get done watching Sympathy for the DeVille, bad name, get up off your couch, walk through the door into Oz, note the dead guard behind you, wipe the blood off your shoes, email us greetingsfromstorybrooke@gmail.com, hit on Oz Online, hit us up on Oz Online, keyword GF Storybrooke, or Twitter. Facebook is facebook.com/greetingsfromstorybrooke, and the voicemail number on the Oz party line is 424-274-2352. Again, that's 424-274-2352. And stay tuned after the music. We have Elena's Once Upon a Time poem that had a couple audio issues, so it's a little weird to listen to. So,
but it's so good.
Wanted to give you guys the option, but we want to play it too. So I guess that's about it. So Anne-Marie, where can people find you online?
You can find me on the Twitters at AMDSimone and on our various other podcasts, Legends of Gotham and Universe Box.
Excellent. And as for me, I don't know why you guys are posting this in the chat room, but hello,
it's
puppy.
A puppy. I want the puppy.
As for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Bill Meeks. You can follow the books I write. I have a new one coming out soon, actually. But you can follow the Dog Boy series at dogboyadventures.com. And you can follow all the other podcasts we do at universebox.com, including Legends of Gotham, the Gotham podcast, which that one's back this week, too. New episode tomorrow, and it should be a lot of fun. Okay, well, I guess that's about it. Anything else, Anne-Marie?
No, I'm trying to read. I'm trying to figure out why the puppy is there.
Okay, fair enough. Until next time, greetings from Storybrooke.
Was that right?
Yeah. I don't know what Robin Hood face is. If I did know what Robin Hood face is, I would have done it 6 or 7 times throughout the episode, but you had to be looking.